play by play.
Action at home or away.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to District Championship Basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5 in Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island, and at KLIQFM.com. We have the Class D2 District 2 Boys Championship basketball game for you tonight. The Giltner Hornets taking on the Lindsay Holy Family Bulldogs here in Stromsburg, Nebraska, Cross County High School. Beautiful facility, beautiful gymnasium, and the Giltner Hornets and the Lindsay Holy Family Bulldogs are going to try to win their way to the boys' state basketball tournament next week with a district championship on the line here tonight. Good evening, everyone. I'm Blaine Bulis. I'll have the play-by-play for you in this district championship game. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. The Giltner Hornets come into this basketball game with 22 wins, one loss on the season. Matt Drew's outfit is number one in the wild card point standing. So they have an apparent wild card locked up even without a victory here tonight. But they're not looking at any of that. They're looking at going into this game tonight, winning a district championship, winning their way to the state tournament, and maintain that number one seed for the 18 Class D2 field. And those pairings should be out probably tomorrow. So the Hornets appear to be in, but they're after a district championship here tonight and their 23rd win of the year. They're coming off the sub-district title win over Heartland Lutheran last Thursday, 66-62, and a sub-district victory over Spalding Academy, 67-40. The Hornets are 22-1 on the season. They come in scoring at 51 a game, giving up only 33 points per contest. They are led, of course, by the 6'4 junior, Drew Ott. He had 27 in the sub-district championship win. He averages 18 points, 12 rebounds per contest, of course, the man to stop for the Bulldogs of Lindsay Holy Family. The Hornets come in shooting from the floor, 40% overall, 42% from two-point range, 28% three-point range, 56% from the free throw line. They average 51.7 points a game, 34 rebounds a game. They average on per game 14 turnovers on the season. Their only loss, the Bruning Davenport Chickley on January the 28th in the finals of the Crossroads Conference Tournament. Bruning Davenport Chickley playing in a district title game tonight in Class B1. So that's Giltner's only loss, and they've been on a roll pretty much all season. Matt Drew's team looking for victory number 23 in the district championship here tonight. The opponents, the Lindsay Holy Family Bulldogs for the Giltner Hornets here tonight. John Wiese is the coach. The Bulldogs come in with 15 wins and 6 losses on the season. They won their sub-district championship last Thursday, beating Dodge 40-29, and also winning in the sub-district over Lee 46-32. The Bulldogs come in with 6 losses on the season, but to some very good teams. Humphrey St. Francis, Humphrey a winning team, Cedar Valley, Dodge, they lost 2-1. They defeated in the sub-district championship Humphrey St. Francis once again, and Howell, the 22-2 team, handing the Bulldogs one of their losses on the season. The Bulldogs have managed to defeat only a couple of teams with winning records on the season. They've won 6, they've won 15, but most of those wins against teams with losing records. They come in averaging 46 points a game, giving up 41. So we can expect this not to be a high-scoring affair, and the defenses may tell the story here, and I'm sure the game plan for Giltner will be put that ball inside to the junior Drew Ott and see if he can get things started for the Hornets in a good way tonight as these two teams battle for a district title. It's the Class D2 District 2 Championship game here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. The starting lineups for Giltner will be Dustin Hastings, a 6'1 sophomore, Luke Richards, a 6'1" senior, Drew Ott, a 6'4" junior, Sean Finley, a 5'10" senior, and Ethan Kreitz, a 5'11" junior. For Lindsay Holy Family, the Bulldogs will start Dale Frisch. He's a 6'1" junior. Cousin Carl Frisch, a 5'9" sophomore. At center, Trevor Lindhorst, the leading scorer at 10 a game, the 6'2" junior. His cousin, Caleb Lindhorst, the 5'11 senior, will start, and John McPhillips, the 5'11 senior, will start for Lindsay Holy Family. Two seniors on the Bulldogs roster, McPhillips and Caleb Lindhorst, they both start. Only two seniors on the Giltner roster, they both start, Luke Richards and Sean Finley. So the Giltner Hornets, coming off a true test, beating Heartland Lutheran in the sub-district title game last week, and which was kind of a up-and-down-the-floor kind of game. This one will probably be a little bit different, as there might be more slowdown for these two ball clubs, and we'll see what the plan is for the Hornets and the Bulldogs. Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family for the D2 District 2 championship. The D1 and District 2 title games going on tonight. Those teams all advancing to the state tournament. So it's Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family, and we're getting ready, and we're going to take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the first quarter play-by-play after this one-minute timeout.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And our national anthem before this D2 District 2 Championship game between the Giltner Hornets and the Lindsay Holy Family Bulldogs. Again, Giltner starts the Dustin Hastings, Drew Ott, Luke Richards, Ethan Kreitz, and Sean Finley. Dale Frisch, Carl Frisch, Trevor Lindhorst, Caleb Lindhorst, John McPhillips for Lindsay Holy Family. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, sponsored by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. First quarter about to begin here. Home team on the scoreboard. The Giltner Hornets in their home white uniforms with their orange numerals, orange and black trim. The traveling blue for the Bulldogs of Lindsay Holy Family, white numerals, white trim. Giltner shooting at the basket to our right here and far into the floor to our left. Lindsay Holy Family. Drew Ott to jump center against Trevor Lindhorst of Lindsay Holy Family. The tip is controlled by Ott, and he controls it in the backcourt. To Dustin Hastings, he gives it up to Ethan Kreitz. The ball game underway. Giltner with the first possession of this championship game, the winner to the state tournament. On court with the basketball, Ethan Kreitz. Man-to-man defense for the Bulldogs. Again, a good defensive team, and Giltner they can play either way. They can run a little bit, but they can go slow down. It's a pass inside for Ott, tipped away, stolen for the Hornets, turned the basketball over. It's steeled by John McPhillips, and he dribbles it into the front court for Lindsay Holy Family. So a turnover in the first possession by the Hornets inside of Trevor Lindhorst. He's a 10-point scorer and 6th rebounder per game, leading score for Lindsay Holy Family. And a man defense by Giltner's. We're just underway here tonight, and the right wing, it's Carl Frisch to Caleb Lindhorst. He's swinging on the left wing to John McPhillips. Inside to Dale Frisch, back out for three to John McPhillips. Going to bounce around, misses, no good. Ott with the rebound, Drew Ott with the rebound. Front court to Kreitz now for Giltner. They run into the front court with the basketball as Richards. Now to Kreitz. Luke Kreitz, the 5'11 junior, controls. We are scoreless. We played just over a minute. Inside with the basketball, pass underneath. Ott is going to be up and good. Nice pass, Dustin Hastings to Drew Ott. Assist Hastings, basket off, 2-0 Hornets. 6:40 to go in our first quarter of play. There's a pass intended for Caleb Lindhorst, and right through his hands and out of bounds, and the Bulldogs turn it over for the first time. And Giltner will control in the backcourt, inbound to Ethan Kreitz. He's picked up in the backcourt by Carl Frisch of Lindsay Holy Family. Kreitz into the front court for the orange and black of the Giltner Hornets. Kreitz on the wing, top of the key to Sean Finley, right side to Luke Richards. Top of the key now to Kreitz. Swing it left wing to Finley, inside for Dustin Hastings. He can't control it. Off the Giltner player and out of bounds, and the Hornets turn it over. And a substitution into the basketball game. Anthony Clawson, a 6-foot junior for Lindsay-Oley family. So Anthony Clawson quickly off the bench for Lindsay-Oley family. 2-0 Giltner, 6:12 to go in our first quarter. And the Bulldogs have the ball, and there's a whistle away from the basketball, a hold on the Giltner Hornets on the baseline. John McPhillips was on that baseline, and he was held on the play by Luke Richards, first foul of our ball game, and playing the basketball in. There's a 12-footer. We'll go down. Anthony Clawson not picked up by any defender, and Clawson comes off the bench to hit a field goal as the Hornets were lost on defense there, and Clawson takes the inbound pass and scores. Wide open from 15 feet. Buried it, and we're tied at 2. Giltner basketball. There's a pass deflected, but picked up by Ethan Kreitz. And Kreitz now to Dylan Hendricks, who's in there for Giltner, the 5'11 sophomore. Kreitz at the top of the key, into the lane, into the corner. Hendricks' shot is in the air. It's going to be off the iron. No good. A grab out of there by Trevor Lindhorst of Lindsay-Oley family. We're knotted at 2. 2.5 minutes gone. Front court with the basketball, the Bulldogs. There's a pass underneath. Whip the pass underneath. And shot going up and in again. It's Anthony Clawson. A great pass there from Trevor Lindhorst. He whipped that one underneath, caught by Clawson, and he scored. 4-2, Lindsay-Oley family. Dylan Hendricks on the right wing for Giltner. Cross courts into the corner to Ethan Kreitz. Inside shot put up, and it's going to be good by Luke Richards. Inside, Richards working the post play. He ties it at 4, his first field goal. Front court, the Bulldogs have the basketball. Left wing with it is Caleb Lindhorst. Now to John McPhillips, the 5'11 senior at the free throw line. Stops, fake, shoots a 15-footer, off no good. Drew Ott with his second rebound for the Hornets to Ethan Kreitz. Again, Ott with that big frame, patrolling inside offensively and defensively. Basketball with Luke Richards for Giltner. Bounce pass to Ott at the free throw line. Drew takes the 16-footer, going to be off there, no good. The rebound just grabbed there in the lane by Caleb Lindhorst of the Bulldogs. 4-4, 4:25 to go first quarter. Class D2 District 2 championship basketball for the boys. Winner to the state tournament. Giltner, number one in points totals, should make it as a wild card. Based on reverse layup, going up and going right down the hole. Carl Frisch with a reverse layup, threw the basketball into the air, went right down through the basket. Field goal, Carl Frisch at 6-4. Bulldogs with their second lead of the game. Drew Ott with it. Find the free throw line for the Giltner Hornets. Ott now looks for someone to throw to. Still has it. He gives the basketball up to Dylan Hendricks. The corner to Kreitz. Now to Hendricks. To Ott, deep in the right corner. Free throw line now. Ethan Kreitz. Sean Finley with it now for Giltner. Good man-to-man defense into the Bulldogs. Lob underneath for Ott. It's too strong and out of bounds. Giltner turns it over for the third time. And the Hornets are going to take a timeout here. Matt Greer will take a timeout for Giltner, so we'll take one. 3:39 to go first quarter. Lindsay-Oley family 6, Giltner 4. We're back in 30 seconds.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Cross County High School in Stromsburg, Nebraska. It's Lindsay-Oley family 6, Giltner 4. Trevor Popp and the 6'2 juniors checked in for Giltner, and Ryan Flyer's in the game. Ryan's been out with an injury, missed a few games, but he's in there tonight. Didn't play in the sub-district title game. He's a 6-foot sophomore in there for Giltner. Quickly into the front court. Lindsay-Oley family loses the ball out of bounds. Kyle Lindhorst, who checked in. Brother of Caleb. There are 3 Lindhorses and 3 Frisches on the club. Frisches are all cousins. Kyle and Caleb Lindhorst are brothers. And Trevor's their cousin. That one couldn't be controlled by Kyle Lindhorst on the baseline. He lost it out of bounds. Turnover, Lindsay-Oley family. Basketball to Trevor Popp in front court. Underneath now to Dustin Hastings. He's tied up on the play. Tied up there by Kyle Lindhorst. Holds the possession on the jump ball. It'll be Lindsay-Oley family basketball. So that's a turnover on Giltner there. 4. Quickly out of the game, Ryan Clyer. Again, trying to come back from an injury or ankle. Played about a minute there and now checks back out. as Dustin Hastings back in for Giltner. Dylan Hendricks on the floor, Trevor Poppin, Drew Ott, and Ethan Kreitz. 6-4, Lindsay Holy Family. They have the basketball. They have it in the front court. Kyle Lindhorst now on the wing to John McPhillips. Top of the key with the basketball. Caleb Lindhorst, and he travels. So Caleb Lindhorst turns it over on the travel. Number 3 on the Bulldogs. Checking back in, Luke Richards for Giltner. First breather for Ethan Kreitz. 6-4, Lindsay Holy Family. 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Dylan Hendricks, front court for the Hornets to Trevor Poppin. In the lane, 12-footer on the run. Off there, no good. Grabbed out of there by Kyle Lindhorst, the sophomore. Long front court pass behind the defense. Shooting and scoring on the play. With Anthony Clawson, he's come off the bench to score 6 to the Bulldogs. 8-4. Lindsay Holy Family with their biggest lead here in the first quarter of 8-4. Dylan Hendricks in the front court for Giltner. And he's fouled on the play. Whacked on the arm there by Kyle Lindhorst. First foul on Kyle. First foul of the game on the Bulldogs. First breather now for Drew Ott. He checks out. And Ryan Clyer back in there for Giltner. Giltner inbounds the basketball. And Dustin Hastings has the ball to Trevor Poppin. Trevor at the top of the key on the wing to Clark. Pass is too strong for Dustin Hastings. Over his head and out of bounds. And the Hornets have turned it over for the 5th time in the game. They average 14. They have not been crisp with their passes, made some mistakes. And to turn it over once again, 8-4, Lindsay-Holy Family with the lead. The basketball in the front court, John McPhillips, the 5'11 senior, averages 9.6 rebounds for the Bulldog outfit, trying to win their 16th and get to the Class D2 state tournament. Starts 1 week from Thursday, the girls' state tournament, starting, of course, this Thursday. Less than 2 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. Caleb Lindhorst with the ball, works his way into the lane, puts up a runner from 7, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up again. Off there, no good. In the lane, picked up there by Dustin Hastings of Giltner. Hastings runs it into the front court for the Hornets. To Luke Richards, and he travels with the ball. Luke Richards headed for the hoop, and he travels. 6th turnover on Giltner. Drew Ott checks back in. Sean Finley back in as the Hornets playing their usual 8. Jake Finley, Dylan Hendricks, Trevor Poppin, the first 3 off the bench. They rotate 8 through the game. Everybody's had a breather. It's 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Lindsay Holy Family with the 8-4 lead. Slow first quarter for Giltner. And they're on defense here. The pass into the corner to Caleb Lindhorst. Caleb with the basketball. Defense by Luke Richards. Caleb Lindhorst, the senior. With a bounce pass inside to Trevor Lindhorst. Back out to John McPhillips. McPhillips for the Bulldogs. Bounce pass right side. Dale Frisch, top of the key for 3, and the air is going to be off there. No good by Caleb Lindhorst. Battle point on the baseline. Grabbed and blocked out of bounds. Grabbed there by Dale Frisch. His shot blocked out of bounds by Drew Ott of Giltner. It'll be the Bulldogs playing it in. 1:10 to go, first quarter. 8-4. Lindsay Holy Family may throw it in. Caleb Lindhorst does to Dale Frisch. Frisch now back out to John McPhillips, and McPhillips will control it between the rings on the dribble. Man to man Giltner defense. McPhillips on the wing to Caleb Lindhorst. Caleb double team there, gives up the basketball, goes into the corner to McPhillips. He's in the lane, 13-footer off the glass and good. John McPhillips with his first field goal. The biggest lead of 6 now, 10-4, Lindsay Holy Family. 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. Front court, Sean Finley, top of the key. There's a lob inside for Drew Ock. He'll shoot and score, and he's fouled. It'll count. So the 4th point for Drew Ock. And he was fouled on the play. A basket and 1:10-6, Lindsay Holy Family. Foul called on Caleb Lindhorst. Bulldogs have no one with the bulk of Drew Ott. He makes the free throw. He has 5 of the 7 Giltner points. 3-point play. 10-7 Hornets. McPhillips in the backcourt. 32 seconds to go in this first quarter. 10-7, Lindsay Holy Family in the lead. Off of the key now, Kyle Lindhorst, the sophomore, to John McPhillips, to Carl Frisch, right side to Dale Frisch, for the Lindsay-Holy family. Back out to Lindhorst, to McPhillips, and the Bulldogs now will play for 1 shot here with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. They have a 3-point lead, and there's a turnaround. 15-footers off there, no good by Kyle Lindhorst. Rebound to Kreitz. Kreitz front court for 3 at the buzzer, going to be off the glass and rim, no good. Shot taken by Dustin Hastings in the first quarter will come to an end. That 35-footer by Hastings was no good. shot it about a second before he really had to. Took a 35-footer, could have maybe a 25-footer, but the shot goes off and no good. That's the end of the first quarter. Lindsay Holy Family 10, Giltner 7, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Stromsburg, Nebraska, Cross County High School. Class D2 District 2 Boys Championship Basketball. Lindsay Holy Family leads Giltner 10-7 after the first quarter of play. 6 points off the bench for Anthony Clawson, giving a big lift to the Bulldogs. And they're going to start Derek Pfeiffer, the sophomore who's checked into the game in the second quarter. Caleb Lindhorst, Carl Frisch, Dale Frisch, and Trevor Lindhorst. Giltner will have Drew Ott on the floor, Trevor Poppin. So both centers on the floor, Poppin and Ott for Giltner. Down here 10-7 in the Hornets with the basketball. Dustin Hastings also out there. Sean Finley and Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz controls the basketball against this man-to-man defense of the Lindsay Holy Family Bulldogs. Trevor Poppin on the wing now to Kreitz. Kreitz to Dustin Hastings, back to Kreitz. And the man defense for the Bulldogs. Hope he's played that way all the way through. Lob underneath the off. Passes on the baseline. It's going to be picked off there by Derek Pfeiffer. Seventh turnover on Giltner. 10-7 in the Holy Family. Early in period number two. Carl Frisch with the basketball on the wing. Goes to his left. Stops and pops with the left hand. 13-footer rolls off. No good. Another rebound for Drew Ott. Out of pass to Kreitz. Long front court pass. Sean Finley puts it up and scores. It'll count and he fouls. Sean Finley taking the outlet pass there and scores his first field goal. He'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play and tie this thing up. 10-9 now. Foul called on Carl Frisch, his first, only the team's third, but that's a basket and one here for Sean Finley. Sean to the line to try to tie it. So a three-point play by Drew Ott in the first quarter and a missed free throw there. A two-point play by Finley there. Five in a row for the Hornets. It's now 10-9. And the only family's biggest lead was 10-4. It's now 10-9. On court with the ball, Derek Pfeiffer almost turned it over, almost had the palming violation. Trevor Lindhorst on the baseline, works it into the lane, kicked away from him, grabbed though by Pfeiffer of the Bulldogs to the baseline. Back out pass to Caleb Lindhorst. Caleb with the top of the key to Carl Frisch. 10-9, Lindsay Holy Family, 6:40 to go. Second quarter of play. There's a whistle, a timeout going to be called by John Weezy, the Lindsay Holy Family Bulldogs. So we'll take one with 6:39 to go in period number two. Lindsay Holy Family 10, Giltner 9. We're back in 30 seconds.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Cross County High School on The Breeze, KLIQFM 94.5, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, and on the World Wide Web at KLIQFM.com. District Championship Basketball, 10-9. Lindsay Holy Family, they have the ball. John McPhillips knocked away from him and out of bounds. They double-teamed McPhillips. He got the ball back. Goes out of bounds off a Giltner Hornet. It'll be basketball, too. Lindsay Holy Family nursing a one-point lead with 6:34 to go. Caleb Lindhorst could throw it in. And he does to John McPhillips. McPhillips picked up by Trevor Poppin. McPhillips, the 5'11 senior. Right wing now to Caleb Lindhorst. Inside shot put up off the glass. No good from point blank range there by Trevor Lindhorst. And a foul going to be called on Lindhorst. He's trying to get the rebound. A little frustration there for Trevor. Hasn't scored. He averages 10. He had a pretty good shot there from about 5 feet away. Went off the backboard and rim, no good. And then he fouled trying to get the offensive rebound. His first, team's fourth, Giltner control. Ethan Price, front court for the Hornets, down by one. to Dustin Hastings, to Trevor Poppin. Inside to Ott, has good position. Turns, shoots and scores with the left hand. 7 points for Drew Ott. And the lead back to Giltner, 11-10. 6 minutes to go in the first half. So Giltner's regained the lead, and they've scored the last 7 points and lead it 11-10. Glencourtis, John McPhillips, he's on the right wing. Top of the key pass to Caleb Lindhorst. And now to Derek Pfeiffer, the 5'6 sophomore who started this quarter. He's out there playing the point guard. To McPhillips, bounce pass to Lindhorst. Giltner playing good man-to-man defense here. Both these teams right in the face of their opponent. And the man-to-man defense is 11-10 Giltner. 5.5 minutes to go in period number one. We'll have an update for you on that Adams Central Holdridge District B5 championship basketball. That's on our sister station, 1230 KHS Radio. Tonight, there's a whistle with the basketball. Caleb Lindhorst, and he's fouled at the play. A Giltner foul, only their second foul on the Hornets. So this will be a non-shooting situation. And the Bulldogs will throw it in. The foul call on Dustin Hastings. That's his first. Substitutions. Drew Ott stays out there. Coming back in, Luke Richards, Nathan, Ethan Kreitz on the floor. Sean Finley back in, and there's a whistle away from the basketball. It's going to be a foul on Giltner as the Giltner player runs into a screen. Another foul on the Hornets. And the Olde family has thrown it in once again. That one's on Sean Finley. That's his first. Bulldogs throw it in. Caleb Lindhorst underneath to Trevor Lindhorst. Shot no good. Offensive rebound shot up there. No good by John McPhillips. But he's fouled on the play. So 3 quick fouls on Giltner here. And this one's going to send John McPhillips to the free throw line to shoot two for Lindsay Holy Family. That foul called on Luke Richards. That's his second. 2 shots for McPhillips makes the first, and we're tied at 11. That's 3 for John McPhillips. Breaks the 7-point Giltner run. 11-11, 5:12 to go in period number two. John McPhillips eyes the seconds in the air. It's long, no good. Rebound Drew out of Giltner. So we're tied at 11. Front court with the basketball. Dylan Hendricks out there for Giltner. Hendricks now to Ethan Kreitz. Right side to Hendricks. Top of the key. There's a lob underneath from Richards to Ott, and he's fouled from behind. Drew Ott draws some attention under there. He's 6'4". He goes about over 200. And it's a load inside. There's a foul called on the Lindsay-Ole family Bulldog, Caleb Lindhorst. That's his second. Drew Ott to shoot. 2 misses the first. Ott has 7. He was fouled in the act there. 7 points. He's 1 out of 2 from the line. Back in the game, Caleb Lindhorst going out. Back in the game, Kyle Lindhorst going out is his brother, Caleb. Second free throw, no good. So Ott misses a pair. And it's still tied at 11. 4:53 to go before halftime. Front court, John McPhillips for Lindsay Holy Family. Blue and white. 19-footer off the rim, no good. That was a 3-point shot, and there's a foul in the backcourt on Lindsay Holy Family, and that's 2 quick ones on Trevor Lindhorst. And Trevor's the leading scorer on the season. 10 points, 6 rebounds. He's a 6'2 junior. He's picked up 2 quick ones here in this second quarter. He stays in the basketball game. There's John Weezy and Lindsay Holy Family trying to get Trevor Lindhorst on track here. He doesn't score. He's on defense against Drew Ott, too. There's a lob inside going to be picked off by Lindhorst. Turnover on Giltner. That's their 8. They're still not at 11. 4:25 to go in the first half. Carl Fish in the corner. And back out to John McPhillips. McPhillips gives up his dribble. Left wing pass now to Kyle Lindhorst. Kyle to the baseline. Puts up a runner from 7. Shot short. Battle for it on the baseline. Shot put up. No good. Coming out of there with it. Throwing up the shot was Kyle Lindhorst. It was no good, but he draws the foul. Kyle Lindhorst will go to the line to shoot 2, a foul on the Giltner Hornets. And shooting 2 is going to be Kyle Lindhorst. He has not scored. A foul on people up and no good by Kyle Lindhorst. We'll get to the second now with the 2 fouls. Trevor Lindhorst is going to go out, and Dale Fish checks back in. Now call on Dylan Hendricks, Giltner, his first. Second shot coming up here for Kyle Lindhorst. He makes 1 out of 2. puts the Bulldogs back in the lead at 12-11 with 4:08 to go in the second quarter. Ethan Kreitz, front court for Gilter. On the right wing now to Sean Finley. To Ryan Pryor, who's back in. There's a baseline 12-footer off there, no good by Kreitz. Long rebound, pass in the front court, going to be picked off by Sean Finley. Saves it on the sideline. Turnover, Lindsay Oley family there fourth. Nice play there by Finley to stay in bounds. Sean has it in the front court underneath and coming for Giroir. Knocked out of bounds by Dale Frisch of Lindsay Oley family. Again, of course, he's going to try to get it inside to Giroir. You have a height advantage there and a weight advantage and off that. And the ball knocked away there. Inside Ott again gets the screen, shoots and misses, but he's fouled in the play. That one just rolled out, and off to the free throw line. He'll shoot two more. Drew has seven. He's one out of three from the line. He had 27 in the victory last Thursday over Heartland Lutheran for the sub-district championship. Drew Ott to shoot two. Misses a third in a row this quarter for Ott. 3:41 to go. It's 12-11. Lindsay Oley family. Trevor Poppin checks back in for Gilter. Justin Hastings and Luke Richard. Three new ones in there for the Hornets. Dylan Hendricks stays on the floor, and Drew Ott will shoot his second free throw. This one's up. This one's good. One out of two for Drew Ott, and we are tied again at 12. Lindsay Oley family basketball. John McPhillips into the offensive zone, and a man defense for Giltner. On the wing to Kyle Lindhorst. Top of the key now to Carl Frisch. Frisch for the Bulldogs. Right side to McPhillips. John with it. Kyle Lindhorst now. Anthony Clawson, he's back in there. Baseline pass to Dale Frisch. Out to Clawson. To Kyle Lindhorst. There's a pass that's going to be wide, saved by the Bulldogs, but it goes to Gilder. Now they throw it away on there, and for the team's great turnovers there. Quickly into the front court, trying to save it from going out of bounds is Anthony Clawson. He can't do it. He hits the four corner benches over there. And Anthony's all right. But that's three straight turnovers. Two by the Bulldogs and one by Giltner. Six in the game for Lindsay Oley family. Nine for Giltner. 3:01 to go, second quarter. 12-12 tie. So these offenses not throwing in a whole lot of points. Expected kind of a low-scoring affair, but maybe a few more points than this. There's a pass in the front court deflected to Luke Richards. Richards to Trevor Poppin. Swing to Kreitz, inside to Ott. Double team, shoots, misses the shot. Battle on the baseline and a tie-up. Luke Richards there to tie up Kyle Lindhorst of Lindsay Oley family. Alternate possession, it goes to the Bulldogs of Lindsay Oley family. This is the Class D2 District 2 Championship basketball game at Cross County High School, Stromsburg, Nebraska. Giltner and Lindsay Oley family tied at 12, 2:40 to go in period number two. The Bulldogs have the basketball. John McPhillips has the ball, bounce pass into the lane, stopping and shooting from 14, going to be way short. Carl Frisch grabbed by Drew Ott for Giltner. Ott to Kreitz, front court, losing control of the ball, the high dribble and the palming violation on Dustin Hastings, and Giltner has their 10th turnover. 2:27 to go in the second quarter. Back into the ball game is Caleb Lindhorst and the first appearance of the game for Isaac Kurtenbach, the 5'7 sophomore for Lindsay Oley family. In the front court, it's McPhillips controlling the ball for the Bulldogs. McPhillips to the free throw line will take a 16-footer, partially blocked by Trevor Poppin, but a foul also going to be called on Poppin. That'll be his first, and John McPhillips will go to the line and shoot two for Lindsay Oley family. He has 3 points. He's one out of two from the line. 12-12 tie with 2:15 to go in this second quarter. Free throw up by McPhillips is good. Nothing but net there. That's four for John. 13-12 Bulldogs. They're 15-6. They got a win to go to state. They can't make it a wild card point. Giltner will go even with a loss. Second free throw good because they're number one in the point standings, but they want to get that number one seed. State tournament by winning the district championship. Cut down the net, get that trophy. 14-12 on the two made free throws by McPhillips. Giltner front court. Ethan Kreitz with it on the wing. Gives it to the top of the key. Left side pass down to Dustin Hastings. Ah, tipped away from Ott, but Drew's fouled in the play. Both teams over that 6-foul limit, so Giltner's Drew Ott's going to go to the line for the 1-1. He has scored 8 He is 2 out of 5 already from the free throw line. He'll have 1 and 1 here. 14-12, Lindsayoli family with 1:52 to go in the second quarter. Ruach throws it up there with the right hand. Off the iron, no good. Front of the iron, misses the first, so no second free throw. And we're controlling the basketball. Quickly in the front court, Isaac Kurtenbach for the Bulldogs. They control it. John McPhillips now to Kurtenbach. Trevor popping on him. Bounce pass now to Caleb Lindhorst. On the wing to McPhillips. Top of the key now to Clawson. To McPhillips. Left corner to Lindhorst. Caleb with it. Top of the key to Kurtenbach. Isaac with it. Bounce pass right side to John McPhillips. 1:22 to go before halftime. And the Oli family, no hurry here. They have a 2-point lead. Kurtenbach, the free's going to be off the backboard. No good. It's that one wide. Rebounded by Dustin Hastings to Kreitz. Ethan, front court for the Hornets. Right side to Hastings, to Heinrich. Dustin with it. Back to Kreitz. And Gilden trying to work that ball inside to Ock and or Poppin. Poppin now steps out top of the key. Left wing now to Kreitz. Cross court to Dustin Hastings. His 2 balls going to be off there and missed. Rebound, Caleb Lindhorst. Less than a minute to go in the first half, and Giltner has struggled offensively. They have only 12 points. They've given up only 14, but we're at the 42nd mark, and the Bulldogs may be content to run this thing out and go for some more points to extend their lead here at halftime. They're passing the ball near the timeline. Kurtenbach with it now to John McPhillips. The senior will control with 24 seconds to go. Phillips now to Caleb Lindhorst, Kurtenbach to McPhillips. Now to Anthony Clawson, the junior. To Lindhorst to McPhillips. Now with 12 seconds to go. The offense is going to get it in gear a little bit for Lindsayoli family with 9. McPhillips still with the ball with 6. Inside the three-point arc, 17-footer in and out of there. No good. A bounce one. Grabbed on the baseline. Shot put up, rolls off. No good. Tipped around, and that'll be the end of the first half. So the Bulldogs have 2 pretty good looks. But neither shot will fall, but that's the end of the first half. And Lindsayoli family with the lead here at halftime. It's the Bulldogs 14, Giltner 12. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're at halftime of the Class D2, District 2 Boys Championship basketball game here tonight. Giltner and Lindsayoli family kind of going toe-to-toe. Neither offense doing much in that first half. Good defense, and the shooting has not been good on either part. And Lindsayoli family leads 14-12 here at halftime. The Bulldogs lead by, despite the fact they had no field goals in the second quarter. 4 free throws for Lindsayoli family in the second quarter. Only 2 field goals and a free throw for Giltner. The Hornets actually outscored the Bulldogs 5-4 in the second quarter and had the lead early in that second quarter, but Lindsayoli family comes back and gets 4 free throws in that second quarter and leads it 14-12 here at halftime. Basketball game close. In the first quarter, we were tied at 2-4 before Lindsayoli family goes on a 6-point run, led 10-4. The Hornets got a 3-point play from Drew Ott at the end of the first quarter to cut the lead to 10-7. And then the Hornets scored the first 4 points of the second quarter, and Giltner had the lead back 11-10 with 6:05 to go in the first half. But the Bulldogs came back and tied it at 11, went up 12-11. We were tied at 12, and two free throws by John McPhillips late in the period for Lindsay Oley family gives the Bulldogs a 14-12 lead here at halftime. So Giltner, 7 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second. They have 12. Bulldogs have 10 points in the first quarter, 4 in the second. They have 14 in this first half of play. It's a combination of pretty good defense, turnovers in the game, and some less than stellar shooting on both teams in this contest. Of course, the Hornets are trying to get that basketball inside to 6'4 junior Drew Ott. They've pulled it away a few times. They've also got it inside a few times. Ott had 5 in the first quarter, 3 in the second. He has 8 of the 12 points, but the contributions of 1 field goal from Luke Richards and Sean Finley for Gilder in the game. Both teams have been working mainly out of a half-court offense. Haven't been many breaks in the game. Gilder's turned it over 10 times also in the first half, more than normal for the Hornets. 6 turnovers on Lindsay Oley's family. And Gilder's also only 2 out of 7 from the free-throw line in the first half of play. And Lindsay Oley's family leads it 14-12. For Gilder, 8 points for Drew Ott, 2 for Luke Richards, 2 for Sean Finley, 12 first-half points. 6 points for Anthony Kloss, who came off the bench, and the Hornets lost to Kloss a couple times trying to play defense. Anthony Kloss had 6 off the bench in the first quarter. He's the leading scorer for Lindsay Oley family. 5 for the senior John McPhillips, 2 for Carl Frisch, and 1 for Kyle Lindhorst. Trevor Lindhorst, the leading scorer for Lindsay Oley family, hasn't scored. He has a 10-point average, but he hasn't scored in the first half. The Lindsay Oley family winning it here, 14-12 at halftime. We will take a timeout. When we return, we'll have some more halftime information for you and update the score and be back in 2 minutes.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance. Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets!
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to high school basketball, district championship basketball. Lindsay Oley family 14, Giltner 12 here at halftime in this D2 district championship game here tonight. And again, our thanks to our Giltner area sponsors for being on the broadcast tonight and last week. And we got the state tournament with the Hornets. JSGK Catering, Todd's Body and Glass, Sitting Bull Saloon, Robert Shaw Insurance, the Village of Giltner, Joyce Agronomics, the Giltner Booster Club, Recent Agronomics, Honeycutt Farms, B&B Carpet, and the Bank of Donovan. District championship basketball games in classes D1 and D2 tonight, including this one. We got area teams in action, Bruning, Davenport, Chickley. Axtell is playing Overton tonight in a D1 game. Pleasanton's in action tonight in the D2, so we'll see how the D1 and D2 teams do. The Class B5 Boys District Championship game involving Adams Central and Holdridge up in Grand Island is now at halftime, and Holdridge leads Adams Central 22-19 at halftime. Holdridge 22, Adams Central 19 at halftime in that B5 district. Of course, the winner there on the state tournament, neither team there with a chance at a wild card. So the Patriots three down at halftime against Holdridge. Of course, our coverage on our family station, the Platte River Radio, will begin with the state tournament on Thursday. We'll have games involving St. Cecilia and Ashland Greenwood. That'll be on 1230 KHS, as will the Sutton game on Thursday afternoon against Harding and Cedar Catholic. Right here on the Breeze Thursday night will be the Sandy Creek game with the Centur. We'll also be covering Minden down at the state tournament and Amherst, as we follow our local and area teams at the state tournament on Platte River Radio. We'll take our final timeout before the beginning of the third quarter with the halftime score. Lindsay Holy Family 14, Giltner 12. We'll be back with period number 3 in 1 minute.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Third quarter about to begin. Giltner basketball. They'll shoot the basket to our left, far into the floor here at Cross County High School, and Ethan Price controls. Also on the floor, Dustin Hastings, Drew Ott, Luke Richards, and Sean Finley. There's a push right out of the gate on Lindsay Holy Family, and that's going to be number 3. The way it looks, it is number 3 on Trevor Lindhorst. He picks up a quick third foul here. He's on the floor with John McPhillips. Dale Frisch has Gilmer inbounds. Ott does to Luke Richards. Richards is left alone behind the three-pointer, but doesn't take a shot. Giltner with the ball. They're down by 2. We're just underway in period number 3 of this district championship basketball game. Dustin Hastings with it to Sean Finley. To Ott, drives the baseline, puts up the shot, and scores. So Ott gets the basketball there on the baseline and drives in about 10 feet. Pulls it up and scores. We're tied at 14, and that's 10 for Drew Ott. John McPhillips controls for Lindsay Holy Family, the blue and white of the Bulldogs. They have the basketball. Dale Frisch out on the floor. Trevor Lindhorst, Caleb Lindhorst, and Carl Frisch. And there's a hold on the Hornets. Foul called on Giltner. And that's number 3 on Luke Richards. So the senior Richards picks up his third. So each team with a starter with 3 fouls. And then the Holy Family plays it in. And we're tied at 14 in the first minute of the third quarter. Dale Frisch with it, the junior. Top of the key to Carl Frisch. Carl bounce pass on the wing to McPhillips. Inside, knocked out of bounds by Drew Ott. Trying to get it inside of Trevor Lindhorst with the Bulldogs. Trying to get some offensive production out of their 6'2 junior. He has 3 fouls now and still trying to score in this game. Top of the key to Carl Frisch. On the wing to McPhillips. He's the only family very deliberate on offense. You know they have to be and play good defense. They're trying to win their way to the state tournament. In the corner with it is Caleb Lindhorst. The way they play. They average 46, they give up 41. 15-6 on the year. They control the ball. Man-to-man defense for Giltner. And McPhillips controls the basketball. That puts up a runner from 7. He'll be off the backboard. No good. Long rebound to Carl Frisch. 10-footer's good. That ball bounced off the backboard right to Carl Frisch. And he puts it through the hole for his first second field goal. 16-14 Bulldogs. Going forward, it's Dustin Hastings to Drew Ott. Ott now to Sean Finley. Finley now. Stop put up by Luke Richards is going to be off there. No good. The rebound by Trevor Lindhorst. Bulldogs control with a 2-point lead. 6:10 to go, third quarter. High school basketball here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQFM 94.5, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, and on KLIQFM.com. McPhillips with the ball for Lindsay-Oli Family Confident. Keep Caleb Lindhorst for three. Off there, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sean Finley. Finley to Kreis. Front court now to Dustin Hastings for the Gilder Hornets. Drives to the baseline. Back out to Kreis. To Richards. Luke with it. Now to Ethan Kreis, the 5'11 junior. To Drew Ott. Ott, top of the key to Hastings. Takes the three from there. Long, no good. The rebound will be controlled in the backcourt by Caleb Lindhorst for the Bulldogs. To John McPhillips. 16-14, Lindsay-Oli Family. 5:25 clock runs. Third quarter pass inside to Lindhorst. Can't control a turnover on Lindsay-Oli Family. Driving all the way to the hoop as Dustin Hastings puts up a shot. It is no good. He's fouled on the play before that shot. Foul going to be called on Lindsay-Oli Family. It's going to be called on Carl Frisch. That's his second. Before the shot there by Hastings. So a non-shooting situation as Trevor Poppin, Dylan Henrick, and also checking in the pass inside to Drew Ott. Turns from 13. Shot will not go down. Tipped up there, no good by Ott. Grabbed on the baseline and can't control the ball. Is Dale Frisch. He lost it out of bounds, so it'll be Gilder basketball. Frisch just couldn't control it on the baseline after the missed tip by Drew Ott. 5:07 to go. Timeout on the floor. John Wiese of Lindsay-Oli Family. We'll take one. 5:07 to play. Third quarter. Bulldogs 16, Gilder 14. Back in 30 seconds.
The representatives of the Village of Gildner encourage and support the Gildner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Gildner.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner is a proud sponsor of all Gildner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Gildner to throw it in underneath their own basket. Drew Ott plays it in. Does long to Ethan Kreis. Kreis to Trevor Poppin. Hoffman on the wing to Kreis. Top of the key now to Dylan Henrick, the sophomore. Henrick on the left wing to Sean Finley. Top of the key to Poppin. Lob inside to Ott. Left-handed shot up and good. So the high-low there. Ott gets the ball from Poppin. Second field goal this quarter for Ott. We're tied at 16. 12 points for Drew Ott. 16-16 Dias. 12 of the 16 Gilder points. Basketball in the front court. It's Dale Frisch for the Bulldogs to John McPhillips on the right wing. McPhillips goes to his right, goes to the baseline, heads for the hoop. He's tied up on the play, and a whistle foul going to be called on the Hornets. John McPhillips met by two Hornets at the baseline. And foul called on Dylan Henrick. That's his second. Ott was there. Henrick was there. They tried to tie up McPhillips, but the foul called on Henrick. McPhillips to the line to shoot for the Bulldogs. He'll shoot two. He has 5 points. He's 3 out of 4 from the line. 16-16 tie. 4:29 to go in the third quarter. Moving right along here at Stromsburg High School, Cross County High School, Stromsburg, Nebraska. Could be Stromsburg High. But Phillips, free throw is good. New school, great school, nice arena. Into the game, Kyle Lindhorst replacing Carl Frisch for the Bulldogs as John McPhillips made the first free throw, shoots the second. This one's up. It's in and out, no good. 1 out of 2 for McPhillips. 17-16, Lindsay-Oli Family with the lead. Clock runs with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Front court, it's Ethan Kreis now to Trevor Poppin. Poppin inside the lane underneath to Ott. His shot blocked out of there by Lindsay-Oli Family. They tried to save it in the corner, but they can't do it. There was a block of the Ott shot there, and McPhillips tried to save it. They threw it out of bounds, and it'll be basketball inbounded by Gilder. 4:09 to go in period number 3. 17-16, Lindsay-Oli Family. Lindsay-Oli Family has one field goal in the last quarter and a half, but they still have the lead. The basketball is Kreis. Kreis down to Dylan Henry. The Bulldogs with some free throws have one field goal in the last quarter and a half. Ott now, top of the 15-footer up good, we should say. Trevor Poppin with Gildner back on the lead for a field goal for Poffin. He averages 6 on the season, and Gildner regains the lead at 18-17. 3:45 to go third quarter. So close all the way. Biggest lead, 6 points in this game by Fizzioli family. Driving, scoring, but it'll be whistled off. An offensive foul called on Caleb Lindhorst. Lindhorst working that baseline, put the shot up and in off the glass, but he called for an offensive foul, his third, and turnover number 8 on Lindhorst family. Back in off the bench with 3 fouls, Trevor Lindhorst. Dale Frisch goes to the bench. Kyle Lindhorst on the floor. John McPhillips on the floor. Also checking in, Anthony Clausen. Justin Hastings has the ball for Gilman. They have the ball in a 1-point lead. Trevor Poffin out there. Drew Ott, Dylan Henrick, and Luke Richards. Top of the kids, Poffin lob inside to Ott. Shot put up. It'll roll off there. No good. Rebounded out of there by John McPhillips. Good position there by Ott. The ball just would not fall. We worked that high-low pass play again. 18-17 Gilder. 3:15 to go. Period number 3. Caleb Lindhorst with the ball. Guarded by Poffin. Lindhorst loses his dribble. A bounce pass top of the key to McPhillips. John with it on the left wing. Bounce pass top of the key to Kyle Lindhorst. He'll get a screen. Take a 13-footer. Rolls down. Front of the rim and danced its way in. Kyle Lindhorst with the field goal. It puts Lindfioli family back in the lead, 19-18. There's a pass picked off by Caleb Lindhorst. He will drive. Shoot shot short off the rim. Grabbed in the offensive zone by Kyle Lindhorst. So Caleb misses a close one there, but the offensive rebound. Shot blocked out of bounds by Ott. Caleb Lindhorst shot blocked out of bounds by Drew Ott. Back in, Nathan Kreitz for Gilbert. Trevor popping out. Lindfioli family will throw it in the four corner. In the offensive zone, they're leading 19-18 with 2:37 to go in period number 3. Down to Jim McPhillips. John McPhillips for Lindfioli family. Bounce pass to Caleb Lindhorst on the wing. Inside to Trevor Lindhorst. Bounce pass on the baseline. Shot put up by Clausen. Off there, no good. Rebound by Ethan Kreitz, and he's fouled by the Bulldogs. Looks like that one's called on Kyle Lindhorst. It is his second for the Lindfioli family Bulldogs, and Gilman will come the length of the floor. 4 fouls on Lindfioli family this half. 2 on Gilman. 19-18. Lindfioli family leading Gilman. From court, it's Kreitz. Kreitz to Drew Ott, and Ott is whacked across the by Anthony Clausen. Ott is 17 feet away from the basket. Clausen inadvertently hit Drew Ott there, and the foul called on Ott. Into the basketball game, first time this half. Derek Pfeiffer, 5'6 sophomore, replacing John McPhillips. McPhillips does a lot of the ball handling. He's going to get a little bit of a breather here as Ott inbounds the basketball. It's back inside to Ott. Shot short. Gets his own rebound. Knocked out of bounds, and a foul going to be called. As Drew Ott gets his own missed shot on the rebound, then he was hit across the wrist. Foul called on Lindfioli family. That one going to be on Anthony Clausen. He gets 2 in a row. And off to the line, Drew off to shoot 2. This is the first. Drew has made 2 free throws. He's now missed 5 in the game. He has 12 points. At least 2 out of 7 from the line. Giltner's 2 out of 8 free throw attempts. Second free throw also no good. So Ott misses 2 more. And it's still 19-18, Lindfioli family. Tough night at the line, but Drew Ott and the Bulldogs with the ball in the lead. Lawson inside to Trevor Lindhorst. Turns, shoots with the left hand. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound is put back. It will count, and he fouls. That man, Anthony Clausen, with 8 tonight. Off the bench. Clausen, the 6-foot junior, giving Lindfioli family a big lift. 6 first quarter points, and the offensive rebound and put back there, and he's fouled, and it's 21-18, Lindfioli family. Sean Finley and Trevor Poffin back in. Dylan Hendricks and Luke Richards go out. So Anthony Clausen to the line as Carl Frisch checks in and Dale Frisch. All the Frisches, there are 3 of them on this roster. They're all cousins for Lindfioli family. Anthony Clausen to the line to shoot. Try to complete this 3-point play. It's up. It's going to be bouncing around and no good. Trevor Poffin grabs the ball and he steps out of bounds. Poffin and Ott were battling for it for Gilbert. Neither could control. Poffin had the ball, and he stepped out of bounds. goes 21-18. Lindsay Only Family, and they'll play it in. Basketball to the top of the key to Carl Frisch. So Lindsay Only Family and spring this upset here tonight. They have to win it to get to state. Milton is going to make it as a wild card, but the Hornets want that district trophy and chance to cut down the net. Driving into the lane, shot put up on the run, blocked out of bounds by Poppins. As Carl Frisch headed for the hoop, the aggressive play there by Frisch will go to the line to shoot two. Trevor Poppins picks up the foul, and the Bulldogs can feel it here tonight. 1:33 to go in the third, long way to go. But Giltner has met their match here tonight. Lindsay Holy Family playing with more enthusiasm and aggression here tonight. Frisch makes the free throw. He has five, 22-18. Lindsay Holy Family now up by four. Their biggest lead has been 10. Excuse me, it's been six at 10-4. Carl Frisch, second free throw is up and good. Makes them both, 23-18. Bulldogs with a five-point lead. Ethan Trice into the offensive zone. On the wing now to Sean Finley. Top of the key to Trevor Poppin. Giltner needs a basket. To Ock. Inside to Hastings. Double team. Throws up the shot. No good, but Dustin fouled in the play. He'll shoot two. Giltner led 18-17 in this quarter. Last 6 points by Lindsay Only Family. To the free throw line to shoot a pair here is going to be Dustin Hastings. Hasn't scored for Giltner. Until now, buried it. 23-19, so that ends the six-point run for the Bulldogs as John McPhillips and Trevor Lindhorst back in. Two starters back in there off the bench here after a little breather for Lindsay Only Family. Justin Hastings, second free throw good. Makes them both, 23-20. Bulldogs over the Hornets by three, 1:14 to go, third quarter. McPhillips into the offensive zone for Lindsay Holy Family, the blue and white Lindsay Holy Family. McPhillips with the ball now to Carl Frisch. Deep in the left corner to Clawson. Cross court to Jimmy Williams, and the shot from the baseline rolls off. And a good offensive rebound shot up and good. Trevor Lindhorst gets his first bucket. No screen out there by the Hornets. Offensive rebound and basket. Trevor Lindhorst, another 5-point lead for Lindsay Holy Family. Inside to Drew Ott. Buttons his way, double team. Back out to Sean Finley. Pass underneath. Two scores for Justin Hastings by him and out of bounds. 11th turnover on Giltner. Lindsay Only Family with 38 seconds to go. Has a 5-point lead and they can play for one here if they want. Try to end this quarter with a bucket and get their biggest lead of the night. 32 seconds to go. A little pressure in the backcourt by the Hornets. McPhillips, front court pass to Carl Frisch. In the corner now to Kyle Lindhorst. To Frisch. Find the back pass to McPhillips, but that was just a pass to get the ball to John. Nothing fancy about that, just a way to get rid of the basketball. Double teamed in the corners. Kyle Lindhorst, top of the key. McPhillips underneath. Clawson shot up, no good. Foul part of the baseline, a whistle. A rebounding foul going to be called on Lindsay Holy Family's Kyle Lindhorst. His third, a little bit too much aggressiveness there by Lindhorst. And Lindsay Holy Family's already over that six foul limit, but Gilman's going to get a chance to go to the free throw line with 10.4 seconds to go in period number three, and it's 25-20. Lindsay Holy Family and Dustin Hastings will go to the line for the 1-1 on the 18 foul of the quarter and the half on Lindsay Holy Family. Hastings just made two moments ago. 10.4 seconds to go. Free throw up and off, no good. Tipped around and over the backboard. Drew Ott got the tip, and it went up over the backboard, no good. And that's out of bounds, and it'll be Hilton. On defense, Lindsay Only Family ball now at 8.9 seconds. Come the length of the floor to try to score before the end of this third quarter. McPhillips has it to the timeline with 5 seconds to go, with 4 seconds to go. John doesn't realize how much time's left. We'll stop and pop for three in the air. Short, no good air ball. And that's the end of period number three. Lindsay Only Family 25, Giltner 20, back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
County High School, Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family will start period number four. Lindsay Holy Family has a 5-point lead, 25-20 over Giltner, as the Bulldogs outscore the Hornets 11-8 in the third quarter. Bulldogs have the ball. John McPhillip against the defense of Sean Finley. Right side to Frisch to Caleb Lindhorst. Now to McPhillip. Top of the key to Carl Frisch. Right side to Caleb Lindhorst. Now to Trevor Lindhorst. Top of the key. Back to McPhillip. It's the only family can very deliver on offense. And with a 5-point lead, they're going to make sure of things here. If they can, hit the offensive glass real well in the third quarter. They have the ball, 5-point lead, no hurry here. Giltner on a man-to-man defense. They've been that all evening long. The basketball, Caleb Lindhorst. Winner to the boys' state Class D2 tournament. Giltner will get there as a wild card if they don't win the game here tonight. Since the only family must win to make it. And the Hornets on defense here. If it is Frisch. We play just about a minute already of the fourth quarter. 5-point Lindsay Holy Family lead. Top of the key is Caleb Lindhorst. Now to Trevor Lindhorst. Right side to John McPhillips at the baseline, and he's held there. Sean Finley missed the foul as the Bulldogs trying to be patient on offense. Giltner trying to stay patient on defense. That clock at 6:56 already. 1 minute already gone. Giltner hasn't had the basketball. 15 foul on the Hornets, so non-shooting situation, and McPhillips with the ball, double team. Pass now, though, to Carl Frisch. They get out of trouble. Back to McPhillips. Keep in the left corner to Lindhorst. There's a pass going to be deflected there by Sean Finley, but he can't run it down before it goes out of bounds on the near sideline. So it'll be Bulldog basketball. 6:42 to go in the ball game. Lindsay Holy Family 25-20. Just the game that Lindsay Holy Family wanted to play. Blow it up. Take advantage of your opportunities on offense. Play good defense. They've done that. They have a 5-point lead controlled here in the fourth quarter. Give yourself a chance at the end to win. And a travel there on Dale Frisch. He's the only family. Frisch was close to the basket but had no shot, had to travel. He got rid of the ball, and it's the ninth turnover on Lindsay Holy Family. 11 on Giltner. Giltner with the basketball. Front court now. Hayden Price. He lost control. Picked up now by McPhillips. He will drive, shoot, and score. It will count, and he fouls. John McPhillips with his 8 points will go to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. The Bulldogs have their biggest lead at 27-20. The Giltner Hornets are in trouble here tonight with 6:20 to play. Foul called on Trevor Pop, and that's his third. McPhillips free throw. Good. He completes the 3-point play. He has 9. He's been the guy controlling the basketball for the most part on offense. The senior leading the way. 3-point play makes it 28-20. Biggest lead for the Bulldogs. Inside dot, knocked out of bounds by Dale Frisch. The Bulldogs know that Hornets want to get it inside dot. They're converging as the pass goes in. Timeout. Matt Drew and Giltner will take one. 6:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Lindsay Holy Family 28. Giltner 20. We're back in 30 seconds.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets. All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Another thing that's hurt Giltner tonight, they're 4 out of 12 from the free throw line. They've missed 8 free throws. And the only family, 7 out of 11. Giltner to play in. They're down by 8 here with 6:08 to go. Hot inbounds the ball to Dustin Hastings, now to Sean Finley. On the left wing, Ethan Trice to Finley. Back to Trice. Trice with the ball. Sean Finley back to Ethan Trice. Now to Finley. Swinging around the perimeter here. 5:50 to play to Trevor Poppin. Poppin with the basketball in the corner to Dustin Hastings. Top of the key for three. Going to be short off the iron. No good. Ball chipped out. A missed shot by Trice, who's the only family recall. He towards the basketball. They get the rebound. And the Phillips will control for the Bulldogs. 5.5 minutes to play. 8-point lead. All alone underneath. Shooting and scoring is Trevor Lindhorn. He has four. It's 30-20. The lead now up to 10. The biggest lead of the night for either team. The Bulldogs with a 10-point lead. Gildner has scored only 20 points tonight. 12 of those from Drew Ott. Sean Finley in the back front court for Gildner. 5:05 to play. Trevor Poppin. Right side to Trice for three in the air. Off there, no good. Offensive rebound, Poppin. Poppin to Ott in the corner to Dustin Hastings. To Finley. To Dustin Hastings. To Poppin. He's at the top of the key. Lob inside to Ott. Tipped away. Turnover on Gildner. Their 13th of the night. They try to get it inside to Ott. Deflected away and stolen. Turnover. Since the only family of the ball front court. There's a steal by Ott. Turnover on the Bulldogs. And a travel now is an errant pass there by the Hornets. Picked off by the Bulldogs, but a travel by the only family. Carl Fish had to travel. He went to the floor after picking that pass off. 10th turnover, Lindsay-Oley family. 13 on Gildner. Gildner basketball. 4:33 to go. Getting late here, folks. For the Hornets, they're down 30-20. They have the ball, and they have Sean Finley on the floor, Drew Ott, Justin Hastings, Luke Richards, and Ethan Trice. Lindsay-Oley family has taken it to the Hornets all evening long. Gildner got the lead early, but Lindsay-Oley family has led most of the way. They've extended it out to 10. There's a steal on the play. With the steal, Anthony Clausen, drive, shoot, shot blocked from behind there by Dylan Hastings, and he gets the basketball to Luke Richards, and Richards fouled in the backcourt. Anthony Clausen got that steal, drove all the way. It was blocked there by Dustin Hastings. The ball went to Luke Richards. So Hastings saves a field goal there on the block. Richards got the ball, and he was fouled on the play. Anthony Clausen picked up his fourth foul. Lawson has done a great job tonight for Lindsay-Oley family. 6 first quarter points, another 2 in the third. He has 8 off the bench tonight. Free throw up. In and out, no good. A missed free throw on the front end of a 1-1 by Luke Richards. So the 9th miss from the line for Gildner. And there's a blocking foul on Gildner's Sean Finley. He fouled there. John McPhillips on the bump. Phillips will go to the line on the 17th foul, 1-1. McPhillips has 9 points. He has made 5 free throws. He's missed 2. He's 5 out of 7. 4:11 to play. Still 30-20. And McPhillips will shoot the 1-1. Makes the first. Earns the bonus. The lead continues to increase for Lindsay-Oley family. It's up to 31-20. In the game, Caleb Lindhorst out of the game. Brother Kyle for Lindsay-Oley family, and the Bulldogs in control. 11-point lead over Gildner. McPhillips free throw is up. In and out, no good. Grab there by Dustin Hastings. 31-20, Lindsay-Oley family. 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. The basketball now in the front court. It's Price. They look inside. Ball tipped to Price. Grabs it back. Underneath, shoots and scores. Nice play there by Ethan Trice, his first field goal, and it's 31-22. First points late in the third quarter for Gildner. It was an 8-point run by Gildner after a 6-point run in the third quarter. So, 8-point run by Lindsay-Oley family. There's another foul in the front court on Sean Finley. They foul McPhillips once again. That's the fourth on Finley. The Lindsay-Oley family has a 6-point run in the third quarter to go up 23-18, 25-20. After 3 quarters, an 8-point run, extending over the third and fourth. So Lindsay-Oley family's put together a good third and fourth quarter. McPhillips makes the first of 2, earns the bonus, 32-22. Giltner led 18-17, but Lindsay-Ole Family outscored Giltner 15-4 since then. 32-22, 3:40 to go. McPhillips' second free throw good. He has made four this quarter. 33-22, the lead back up to 11. The 3:35 to play. Getting late for the Hornets. Lob underneath to Ott. He will travel before he puts the shot up. Drew Ott travels. 14th turnover, their average for the Giltner Hornets. 3.5 minutes to play. Neil Frisch goes out, and Caleb Lindhorst comes in. Frisch in there to do a little defense on Drew Ott. Neil's got a little bulk on him, battling Drew Ott inside there. He's out of the bench. With the basketball, Lindsay-Ole Family. They have it in the backcourt. Caleb Lindhorst now to John McPhillips. That man, McPhillips, controlling the ball. On court now to Carl Frisch, passing underneath, deflected, but goes to Clawson. Now to McPhillips. Bulldogs in no hurry now with 3:11 to play. 33-22. Lindsay-Ole Family with an 11-point lead. All alone underneath. Carl Frisch, he will shoot. Missed the shot. Drew Ott with the rebound. Lost control, but gets it back. On in the backcourt to Christ. Ethan Christ, long front court pass to Dustin Hastings. He will drive. One official says a block. The other says a charge. Both through the whistle. One says a charge. One says a block. We'll see who wins out here. Three officials in the game. One said charge. One said block. The other says nothing. Going to let the two that made the call. So the officials are going to talk it over. And we're going to call this. Still foul called on. A double foul, I guess. We're going to call a double foul. We're going to call a block and a charge. Dustin Hastings with the charge. Foul called. But the double foul, what it appears to be ruled of, Gilner will get the ball out of bounds. It's going to end up being 2:54 to go. Clock runs now, an 11-point Lindsay-Ole Family lead. Dustin Hastings on the baseline, and now another blocking foul. On Lindsay-Ole Family, Dustin Hastings headed for the hoop. That's going to be called on Anthony Clawson. I believe that's going to be number five on Anthony. But, wow, that's good news for Giltner. Anthony Clawson picked up his fifth. But Clawson off the bench tonight, a great performance for Lindsay-Ole Family. 8 points for Clawson before he fouls out here. Six-foot junior had 6 points in the first quarter. Put a field goal in the third. He has eight and fouled out of the game, and we have a timeout on the floor with 2:49 to play. Lindsay-Ole Family with their biggest lead. Bulldogs 33, Giltner 22. We're back in 30 seconds.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM, 94.5, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island. And at KLIQFM.com. We're in Strom Court, Nebraska, Cross County High School, Class D2, District 2, Championship Basketball. 2 minutes, 49 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Lindsay-Ole Family, 33. Giltner, 22 tonight. Giltner, 11 down here. Lindsay-Ole Family with a big spurt in the second half. Free throw up, off, no good. But Justin Hastings. Giltner led 18-17 in the third quarter, but at that point, Lindsay-Ole Family has outscored Giltner 16-4. Regained the lead by 11. Second free throw is rolls off, no good. Tipped around, and there's a rebounding foul. Going to be called? No, we're going to have someone in the lane too quick for Lindsay-Ole Family. The officials say Bulldog got in the lane too quick on that missed free throw by Dustin Hastings, so Hastings will get to shoot it again. This one's up, going to be off the iron, no good. So Hastings actually missed three there. 0 for 2 from the line officially. Front court pass is going to be grabbed by Autumn Say. Turnover there by Lindsay-Oli family. Their 12th is a long free in the air. Off, no good by Christ. Offensive rebound by Ott. Gives the ball up to Justin Hastings. Lost it out of bounds. Far sideline that half. A little too wide of Hastings and the Hornets turn it over for the 15th time. Gildner has just struggled all evening long offensively. They have only 22 points. They average 51. They're down with 2:25 to go, and there's a foul from behind by Dylan Hendricks of Gildner. He picks up the foul. Both teams over the limit. That's the 10th, in fact, on Gildner. Both teams over the 10 foul limit, so shoot two the rest of the way. Looks like the Hornets are going to play run, chase, and foul here. They're down by 11. Free throw line for two. Off the iron, no good. Caleb Lindhorn. Caleb hasn't scored. 11 made free throws and six misses. Or Lindsay-Oli family missed two there, did Caleb Lindhorst. So Gildner's still down by 11 with 2:18 to go. So the team's trade missed free throw. Christ with it now. The Hastings to Dylan Hendricks for three. Off the backboard, he banked it in. Dylan Hendricks banked in a three. 33-25. Quickly into the front court, underneath all alone, shooting and scoring. It's Kyle Lindhorst, and he's fouled on the play. So the Bulldogs break the press. Kyle Lindhorst all alone underneath. He scored and he was fouled. And it's 35-25. Lindsay-Oli family with 2:02 to go. Foul call on Drew Ott. That's his second. And trying to complete this three-point play is going to be Kyle Lindhorst. And now they whistle the player off the line of scrimmage, and I guess say no foul on the play. No foul on Ott. The basket is good. It's 35-25. Then the only penalty, so no foul on Ott. The basket good. 35-25. In favor of the Bulldogs. 1:50 to go. Gildner with the basketball. That foul waved off. And he shot the free by Hendricks. It's going to be no good this time. Far corner trying to save it and doing it successfully. Justin Hastings hustling into the corner, bounced it off of a Bulldog. It'll be Gildner basketball. 1:41 to go. 35-25. Lindsay-Oli family. Dustin Hastings to throw it in. Does to Dylan Hendricks. To Ott. To Luke Richards on the wing to Ethan Christ. Christ back out to Hendricks for three. Going to be off the iron. No good. The rebound to McPhillips. With 1:28 to go. McPhillips fouled in the backcourt. John McPhillips will go to the free throw line. And shoot a pair for Lindsay-Oli family. McPhillips, 4 out of 5 this quarter. He has made 7 free throws and missed 2 on the evening. He's fouled there by Drew Ott. That's going to be what's the third on Ott. And John McPhillips to shoot 2. 1:27 to play. 35-25. Lindsay-Oli family. This one's no good. Phillips has played just about this whole game. Filling Hendricks out, and Sean Finley in for the Hornets. John McPhillips at the line, trying to make his second free throw. This one's up. This one's going to be good. 7 this quarter, 13 in the game for McPhillips, 36-25. Another 11-point lead with 1:20 to play. Top step and shot from 12. No good air ball there by Christ. And the Bulldogs can't control the rebound, knocking out of bounds with 1:15 to play. Lindsay-Oli family with a 36-25 lead. They've controlled the game pretty much from the get-go. There's a pass stolen by McPhillips. A steal in the backcourt as Gildner turns the ball over. Hornets just have not played with a whole lot of enthusiasm or energy tonight. They know they're going to state, but that's no excuse here tonight. They have been beaten so far. And Lindsay-Oli family, timeout on the floor. 1:07 to play. 36 for Lindsay-Oli family, 25 for Gildner, back in 30 seconds.
The representatives of the Village of Gildner encourage and support the Gildner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Gildner.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Only 1 minute and 7 seconds left in this fourth quarter. And Lindsay Holy family with an 11-point lead over the Giltner Hornets at 36-25. And again, Giltner had an 18-17 lead in the third quarter. Lindsay Holy family has outscored the Hornets 19-7 since then. That was the last lead of the evening for Giltner. They led early in the game and then at 18-17 in the third. Lindsay Holy family has the basketball in the backcourt, full court pressure in the backcourt by Giltner. In the backcourt, McPhillips breaks it across the timeline, bounce pass underneath, all alone, shooting and scoring. It's Kyle Lindhorst, and he has seven. And this is the biggest lead for the Bulldogs at 38-25. Price will take the three in the air, rolls out of there, no good. Defensive rebound by Lindhorst. Kyle is fouled on the play with 46 seconds to go. Lindsay Holy family, the Bulldogs, are going to go to the state tournament, folks. They're going to win their way to the D2 state tournament with a 16-6 record by defeating Giltner here tonight. Giltner down by 13 with 46 seconds to go and to the free throw line to shoot two. It's going to be Kyle Lindhorst. He has seven in the game. And the Giltner Hornets are going to be at the D2 state tournament. Probably has the number one seed as they lead the point standing. We'll see if that changes overnight after all these finals. But Giltner will beat state tournament two, getting a wild card. Free throw up and off, no good. Kyle Lindhorst. He'll get the second. 38-25. Bulldogs with 46 seconds to play. Take control in the third quarter. And have the lead since then. Missing the second is Lindhorst. And the rebound to Ott. Ott to Kreitz. Front court to Finley. John with the basketball, now to Kreitz. Kreitz will take the three in the air. It's going to be in the hole, nothing to net. 3-point field goal there by Ethan Kreitz. 38-28. It's the only family. McPhillips into the front court. All alone underneath is Lindhorst. He will shoot and score. Kyle Lindhorst. As the Bulldogs break the press, it's 40-28. It's the only family. Another three in the air, this time by Dustin Hendricks. It's 40-31. The foul in the backcourt with 14 seconds to go. But a couple of threes just too late for Giltner. Heinrich and Kreitz, 40-31. As the Bulldogs have broken the press for some easy layups late in the game. Sandwiched around those two threes by Giltner. It's 40-31. Lindsay Holy family and the Bulldogs with the lead. And 14 seconds away from the state tournament. John McPhillips fitting that he should shoot maybe the last free throws tonight, makes the first. He has made 6 out of 8 this quarter. 41-31. Lindsay Holy family by 10. McPhillips' second free throw is up, and it is going to be good again. Makes them both. 42-31. Final 14 seconds. Giltner front court. It's Kreitz. Long free, partially deflected. Grabbed by Ott underneath. He will turn, shoot, score, counts, and he's fouled. Drew Ott with 14 will go to the line, but this is going to be too little too late for Giltner. 42-33 with 7.6 seconds to go. Fourth foul on Trevor Lindhorst. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter for the Bulldogs. They don't care. Missed free throw off. Grabbed by Lindhorst. He's fouled with 5.9 seconds to go. So the Bulldogs have come to the free throw line once again. But they're going to wrap this thing up in 5.9 seconds. 42-33. Trevor Lindhorst will shoot a pair for Lindsay Holy family. Lead by 9, free throw up and good. That's 5 points for Trevor Lindhorst. Don Weezy clears his bench for Lindsay Holy family. Giltner will go with who's on the floor, the guys that have played most of the season. And both of these two teams will be at the Class D2 state tournament starting a week from Thursday. Second free throw is up and good by Lindhorst. 44-33. And in the front court is going to be Kreitz. He'll throw it up with 3. Off the backboard and rim. No good. The rebound. Lindsay Holy family. And that's the ball game. The final score. Lindsay Holy family 44. And Giltner 33. The Bulldogs of Lindsay Holy family advance to the D2 state tournament, winning the District D2 District 2 Tournament Championship. The Gilmer Hornets will also go to the State D2 Tournament as one of the two wild cards. The final score, Lindsay Holy Family 44, Gilmer 33. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Doniphan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Doniphan in Doniphan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets!
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Doniphan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Doniphan in Doniphan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Cross County High School, Bromsgrove, Nebraska. Class D2 District 2 Championship game is over. And cutting down the net, the Lindsay Holy Family Bulldogs. They defeat the Giltner Hornets 44-33 here tonight. A close ball game for the most part, especially through the first three quarters. But Lindsay Holy Family gains control in period number three after they trailed 18-17. That was Giltner's last lead. 18-17 in the third quarter. Lindsay Holy Family goes on a six-point run, goes up 23-18, led 25-20 after three. Lindsay Holy Family has an eight-point run early in the fourth quarter, go ahead 31-22, and they force Giltner into a fouling game. And Lindsay Holy Family made 9 out of 15 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, 16 out of 26 in the game, and they pulled away and won at 44-33. So when Giltner's last lead was 18-17, Lindsay Holy Family outscores the Hornets 27-15 last quarter and a half and wins it by 11, 44-33. Not a good shooting night for the Hornets. They played a pretty good defense, so they were forced into a foul situation. Lindsay Holy Family delivered on offense, took advantage of all of their opportunities, led by John McPhillips, who had 15, the senior, leading the way as Lindsay Holy Family won it by the score of 44-33. Lindsay Holy Family led 10-7 after the first quarter. Giltner grabbed the lead 11-10 at the 6:05 mark of period number two. Lindsay Holy Family led 14-12 at halftime. We were tied at 14-16. Giltner had that 18-17 lead. That's when Lindsay Holy Family started taking over the game, and they led 25-20 after three. Up that lead to 33-22, 36-25, 40-28 in the fourth quarter. Was their biggest lead of 12, and the Bulldogs win it by the score of 44-33 here tonight. And Lindsay Holy Family wins its way to the Class D2 State Basketball Tournament. We're going to take one more time out here tonight, wrap things up for you in 1 minute.
Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk Floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets.
Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built.
For D2. Championship game. Lindsay Holy Family beat Giltner 44-33 as the Bulldogs gained control in the third quarter and outscored Giltner down the stretch the final quarter and a half, 27-15, and the Hornets lose the game 44-33. Drew Ott had 14 for Giltner, 5 points for Ethan Price, 5 for Dustin Hastings, 3 for Dylan Hendricks, 2 points for Luke Richards, 2 for Sean Finley, and 2 for Trevor Poppin. Boy, tough night at the free throw line. Not a good night from the free throw line for Giltner. 4 out of 16 from the free throw line for the Giltner Hornets. They turned the ball over unofficially 16 times. Just not the Giltner Hornets' night as they were beaten by Lindsay Holy Family. And Lindsay Holy Family taking it to the Hornets tonight, and the Bulldogs win it. 15 for John McPhillips, including 9 in the fourth quarter, 7 out of 9 from the line in the fourth quarter for McPhillips. He made 10 free throws and missed 3, 10 out of 13 from the line for McPhillips. He had 15 points to lead the way for Lindsay Holy Family, 9 for Kyle Lindhorst, 8 for Anthony Clawson, who had 6 off the bench in the first quarter, another field goal in the third, big lift for the Bulldogs from Anthony Clawson. He had 8 points tonight, 6 apiece for Trevor Lindhorst and Carl Frisch tonight for Lindsay Holy Family. 15 for John McPhillips. Drew Ott led Giltner with 14. Giltner with 12 first-half points, 21 in the second, 14 first-half points, 30 in the second half for Lindsay Holy Family, including 9 out of 15 in the fourth quarter from the line for the Bulldogs. They are 16 out of 26 from the free-throw line. Lindsay Holy Family makes 12 more free throws than Giltner. Lindsay Holy Family wins the game by 11 points. There you go. 12 more made free throws. You win the game by 11 points. Lindsay Holy Family 44, Giltner 33. So Giltner's season is now at 22-2. Heading into the district finals tonight, Giltner was the number one team in the point totals for wild card. So the Hornets will get one of the two wild cards in D2. So they will go to the state tournament next week. Lindsay Holy Family, of course, will go to the state tournament. They win the district title tonight with a 16-6 record. Giltner now 22-2 as the D1 and D2 district championship games are being played tonight. The girls' state basketball tournament will start Thursday. We'll have coverage of Hastings, St. Cecilia, Sutton, Sandy Creek, Minden, Amherst. Centura plays Sandy Creek on Thursday. We'll follow our local and area teams at the state tournament on our family stations of Platte River Radio. Tomorrow night, right here on The Breeze and on 1230 KHS, the Nebraska women will host Colorado at 7 o'clock, 6:45 will be pregame showtime. That's tomorrow night. Some girls' state basketball tournament coverage beginning Thursday afternoon on 1230 KHS with Sutton playing Hardington Cedar Catholic. The St. Cecilia-Ashland-Greenwood game also on 1230 KHS on Thursday. The Sandy Creek-Centura game will be right here on The Breeze Thursday night at 6:50 on KLIQ 94.5. Yeah, that's going to do it here. We have a final score from Grand Island at the Boys B5 District Tournament. And the Holdridge Dusters have defeated the Adams Central Patriots 46-41. So no state tournament appearance for Adams Central this year. And the Holdridge Dusters will head back. They'll join their girls who made it this week. Both their teams will make the state tournament. The B5 District Final, Holdridge 46, Adams Central Boys 41. So the Patriots denied a second consecutive trip to the boys' state tournament. St. Cecilia winning its way last night. The Sutton boys going down there will follow St. Cecilia, Sutton, the other area teams, the Giltner Hornets, at the boys' state tournament next week, the girls' state tournament this week, as the boys' pairings should be released tomorrow in all the classes. But the Class D2 District 2 Championship tonight here at Cross County High School in Stromsburg, Nebraska, Lindsay Holy Family beats Giltner 44-33. Not the night for the Giltner Hornets. They drop at 44-33. They're now 22-2, but the Hornets will be going to the state tournament in Class D2 starting a week from Thursday as one of the two wild cards in Class D2. And that will do it here from Stromsburg, Nebraska. Again, the final score, Championship District Basketball, Lindsay Holy Family 44, Giltner 33. For producer engineer Stephanie Mueller, thanks to Stephanie for another great night. Have a great rest of the week.
Sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5. The 1-2-2, your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
We're your local sports connection. Full news, scores, and play-by-play.
The action at home or away.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
Upload comments about the Breeze 94.5.
They always play stuff I enjoy listening to.
I love it.
They're funny.
They're fabulous. The morning show. I listen all day at work, every day. I think it's